comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks, and welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you happen to be, all around this gorgeous place we call Earth. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. I know you could be doing a million other things, but you chose to be here, and I appreciate it. I'm here because you have a right to know and because you matter. Tonight, we're going to be discussing something that, in a way, I discussed it last week, but now we have to discuss it again. Is NASA doing a replay? Well, maybe. And maybe I told you so last week. I want to apologize for Friday evening. Those of you who tuned in to the radio or you were trying to listen online to the show Friday evening, it was kind of spotty right at the first and then just music. Well, what happened was a short in one of our cables, and I normally have a replacement cable. In fact, I've got replacement cables all around, everywhere, all around here. And it just so happens I didn't have one for that one. And a short developed in it, and I just could not get audio to the from the program. I couldn't get that into the radio stream. We did cover all that with great music. I hope you enjoyed it, but I know you were frustrated that you didn't get to hear the show. I apologize, just one of those things. I could not get a replacement, obviously, until the next day. And so we have a replacement and a spare now. And those things happen once in a while, and it's just technology. That's the way stuff is. Have you subscribed yet to our free weekly newsletter? It's called the K-Files. If you haven't, why not? There's no genius in not getting it. It's free, and there are no strings attached, absolutely no strings attached. And you can unsubscribe anytime you want to. We don't share that list with anybody, so you don't get spammed because of having subscribed. You know, we don't, lots of places now, you know, Google and, I guess Yahoo, I'm guessing, bunches of them. They sell your information to third party advertisers. And then they cram a lot of ads in front of you. We don't do that. Okay? So if you sign up for the K-Files, your information, it's just your email address. That's all we ask you for. But it's used strictly for the K-Files. And then once in a while, once in a great, 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 huge while, if there's some big emergency here at the show, we email everybody that's a K-Files subscriber. I think that's happened a couple of times in the last 2 years. So, I mean, it's not frequent at all. But anyway, if you haven't yet subscribed, be sure you do. All right? And also, one other thing. If you're not a member yet, be sure you become a member. Okay? Be sure you become a member here at the Kevin Smith Show. All right, we're going to listen to a little bit of music here, if I can find. You know, one of the things that just happened is that I just clicked something I wasn't supposed to. So that break is going to be just music. Here's Element 115. All right. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And, you know, we do have things are a little bit different here tonight. You may, those who are regular viewers and who are watching, by the way, it's free to watch tonight, so you ought to be watching. You just go over to my website, click where it says watch. That'll do it for you. Normally, you have to be a member to watch our TV channel, but a couple of times a month, we have free to watch night. Tonight's the night. So get over to kevinsmithshow.com, click where it says free, where it says watch, and watch. But those who are regular viewers may notice a slight difference tonight. I'm not even going to describe it. But we're moving a few things around, and so it's a little bit different. Hard to tell? Yeah, good. We intended it to be hard to tell. Okay, so what's this deal about, is NASA doing a replay? And I said, yeah, well, maybe. And maybe I told you so. Today was the day that NASA held the press conference that everyone has been anticipating, because the chief scientist on the Curiosity mission made a very interesting statement. He made that statement to NPR, National Public Radio. And he said that the Curiosity had discovered something that was, to quote him, one for the history books. And it was based on Curiosity sample analysis at Mars instrument. So when they scoop up some dirt off of Mars and they dump it in that instrument, it analyzes what's in that dirt. And based on that, he said that, and I quote, "This data is gonna be one for the history books. It's looking really good." That's what he said. Keep that in mind, because NASA held the press conference today, and they just downplayed it all, said nothing big, you know. It just sampled the dirt, and it had some... they named some stuff, I don't know, nitrogen and CO2, and they said perhaps some perchlorate. They like to throw that in every time, perchlorate. And they just downplayed it. Prior to this conference, they had that same scientist, Dr. John Grutzinger, out speaking to the press. And when I say prior, I mean several days prior now. And he's been downplaying it. And he said, well, we consider the whole mission to be one for the history books. But that isn't what he said to NPR. What he said to NPR is based on data from the SAM instrument. Based on that data, that's the one, as I said, they scoop up some dirt, drop it in there, and analyze it. He said, based on that, this data is going to be it's going to be one for the record books. That's what he originally said. Last week, I did a show where I talked about this upcoming press conference, and I talked about that I expected they would squash this, and they would find a way to defuse this. And they did. So in that respect, I told you so. I told you that's what was coming. Now, are they doing a replay? Well, maybe. I think it looks like it. It sure smells like it. To understand what I'm talking about, And it's just like they pulled out the old script from the 1970s, and they're just replaying the old script. That's what this feels like. Back in the 1970s, the late 70s, there were two Viking missions to Mars. It was Viking 1, Viking 2. And the Viking 2 lander, they were comprised of, you know, a lander and an orbiter. So the Viking lander had an experiment on board that was designed by Dr. Gil Levin. I pronounce it Levin, but I've had other people tell me it's pronounced Levin. So, Dr. Gil, if I'm saying it wrong, my apologies, sir, but I'm trying to get it right. Dr. Gil Levin designed a piece of equipment, an experiment, that was on board that Viking lander. Now, on the website, the picture about tonight's show has a picture of that lander. Now, of course, this is an artist's conception. There is no way to get a picture of the lander sitting on the surface of Mars because all the cameras were on the lander. So it can't stand off away from itself and take a picture like this. So this is an artist's conception of the lander, the Viking lander, sitting on Mars, and a picture of Dr. Gil Levin superimposed there next to it. Now, this experiment that he devised, a variation of that had been used here on Earth a whole bunch of times in environmental testing. And what it essentially did was scoop up dirt, burn it, and sniff the gases to see if there's any metabolic organics. And that means metabolic organics apparently means that's produced by biology. So they ran this experiment, and when they ran this experiment on Mars with the Viking lander, it said yes. In short, it found life. It identified that biology was happening. Well, NASA, there was a big, you know, flurry in the press about it, like, for a few hours, and then NASA squashed it. And here's what they did. They said, well, now, wait a minute, time out. No big deal. We think that experiment was flawed. So we're going to run another experiment. And they did, and they used a different experiment package that was not designed to check for biology. And surprise, it didn't find any. That's, you know, I've said so many times, that's like going to the auto parts store to buy a package of bread. Yeah, it's a store, but they don't carry bread, and you won't find any. Well, then if you come out and tell the world, hey, the world is out of bread, there's no bread anymore, that's equivalent to what NASA did. NASA ran an experiment not designed to find biology. It didn't find any, so they said, oh, there's no biology. There's no bread in the auto parts store. So, some people, you know, I've done shows on this a number of times, folks, a number of times, in defense of Gil Levin and his experiment and the data that was collected. And each time I get an email from people telling me that I'm, you know, basically an unenlightened toad. And, NASA checked into it and yeah, blah, 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 blah. And there was no biology. Au contraire, he was the chief biologist on that mission. Remember that. He was the chief biologist on that mission, Dr. Gil Levin. Since then, that was in 75, 76, and since then, An international group of scientists, an international group of biologists and other types of scientists related to all of this experiment have checked, rechecked, and rechecked his data from that experiment. I say his data, the data that was sent back from the Viking. And their conclusion was, and it has been published, NASA got it wrong. Gil Levin's experiment was not in error. It did find evidence of biology happening on Mars. In other words, life on Mars. And this is an independent group of scientists, about 30 of them, and they've rechecked it, and they say NASA has it wrong. Well, that wouldn't be the first time NASA got something wrong. Did they get it wrong or did they lie? Well, that will, have to be up to each individual's determination as to what you think, as to whether they got it wrong or if they just lied. But, the data is in, and the, chief biologist on that mission, remember this, that's going to play an important part in what I'm going to talk about here tonight. He's the chief biologist on that mission. And he said, yes, we found life. NASA said, oops, no, we didn't. Uh-uh, no, we didn't. And 30 independent scientists rechecked all the data just last year, I think it was, maybe year before. Not too long ago. And they said, they concluded, Gil Levin was right. That experiment found biology, and NASA is wrong. But NASA has, number one, overruled the guy they hired to be the chief biologist on that mission. They overruled him and said he's wrong. Other scientists overruled NASA and said, NASA, you're wrong. Okay, well, way back then, when Dr. Gil Levin was running that experiment with the Viking lander, the Viking lander took some interesting photographs. Now, remember, it's a lander. It's not a rover. We didn't have any rovers at that time. That's another thing. I did a show where I talked about the Russians had rovers on other heavenly bodies something like 12 years before us or something like that. It might have been more. I can't remember now because they put two of them on the moon. A lot of people don't know that, and that's because they don't listen to the show regularly. But they put them on the moon during the Apollo missions, and it was like in the 80s, late 70s, early 80s, before we had a little tiny shoebox rover called Sojourner on Mars. That was the first rover we put anywhere. And I made the statement that the Russians were, more than a decade ahead of us with rovers. And man, you would have thought I had spit on the American flag the email I got. Folks, it's fact of history. It's just a freaking fact of history. So get over it. It's true. Check it out. You can check it out yourself. Back to Gil Levin and the Viking lander. So it's not a rover, it's a lander. It lands there and it sets there. Okay, but it can take pictures. It's got a camera on a swivel and it takes pictures, and it sent some really amazing pictures. It's the first time NASA gave us color pictures from Mars where they didn't make the sky red. Now, what do I mean by the sky red? Well, here we go. Here's a red sky. That also is a picture taken by the Viking lander. Okay? So what we're looking at is a picture of Mars with a blue sky. And this is the first time that Viking is the first time any of us here on Earth ever saw a blue sky on Mars. And is this true color? Well, not exactly. It has been tampered with a little bit. If you will look right up there at the top of the picture, right across the top, especially over close to the right-hand corner, you see the blue starts to turn a little bit yellowish or green. That's because they did introduce some red to this, but not so much. Now, when they do that, don't you wonder why? I mean, we're going to address this picture that has a red sky in just a few minutes. But when they put they make a sky red like that, don't you wonder why they lay that red in there for you? Well, there's got to be some reason. Well, they let us see that Mars does have a blue sky, but there is some red laid in on top of this. That dirt is not actually as red as what you're looking at. It's actually a little bit more like bright yellow. But they've laid red in on here, and you can see the evidence of that up at the top of the picture. And you'll find this picture on the internet. You can go find it, Viking 2 photograph of Mars. So there it sets right there, and they laid some red in there. And this instrument, we can see part of the Viking 2 in the picture. Part of it is, you know, one of its arms and, you know, part of its instrumentation there. We can see that in the picture. On board that machine is the Gil Levin experiment. And on board that machine is the camera that took that picture. That picture may be the reason the Gil Levin experiment got squashed. Did you see anything in that picture that jumped out at you and said, oops? Because, except, you see, that experiment, they could have just downplayed it without totally squashing it. They could have said, well, interesting data, we're not sure yet. They didn't. They said it's wrong. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back from this break, we'll jump back into that. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're exploring the question, is NASA doing a replay? And we're talking about this stuff with the Mars missions. As we went to break, I said that this picture from the Viking lander may be, one of the reasons, if not the reason, NASA decided to squash the Gil Levin experiment data. As I said, you know what they could have done? What they could have done is they could have said, well, it's interesting data. It has to be confirmed. Blah, 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 blah. You know, it says nothing sure yet. So they could have downplayed it and left it in play. They didn't. And when we look at this picture, everybody was so thrilled to get a color picture like that from Mars that lots of people didn't really pay attention to detail. And that still happens today. As I said, you can see in this picture And you can see in, if you go get this from NASA's website, you can see the color of the blue sky begins to change up there towards the top of the picture. And that is because of red layering that has been placed on this picture. And whenever we see red layering, when we detect it, we ask the question, why? Now, I'm going to show you, again, remember the one that I showed you that has a red sky? I'm going to show you that one, and we're going to discuss it later. All right, you think you're looking at a pretty clear picture of Mars there, right? Well, watch what happens when I take the red layering out. Do you see how much sharper and how much clearer it is? That is only by taking out that red layer that was laid on top of it. So, whenever we see red layering, the question is why. The answer is to obfuscate. And then the next question is, what is it they are trying to obfuscate? What is it they're trying to hide? Remember, this is the Viking lander that has the Gil-Levin experiment on it. Remember that after the Gil-Levin experiment, NASA went into frantic overtime trying to kill the information from that experiment and to say that it was wrong, it was in error. It was not right. And so they ran another experiment not designed to find biology, therefore didn't, and then NASA said, the world is out of bread. There's no bread. We checked the auto parts store and they had no bread. The world is out of bread. And all the sheeple around the world said, amen. But Gil was right. Not just because I say so, Gil Levin was right. And 30 eminent scientists reviewing the data from that experiment have said so and have published their paper and have said NASA got it wrong. So why are they trying to obfuscate? Well, because he found life, and, you know, what they're looking at is data. The data says that he found life, biology. Biology is life, all right? We're not talking here about, little gray guys walking around on Mars. There may be some, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about just biology happening on Mars. He found it. NASA knows he found it. They knew it then. But they're just looking at data. They're just looking at numbers. And they could have said, you know what? It's very interesting data. We're not sure about it. We're going to have to go back through it. We're going to have to, and we'll have to send some more experiments up to confirm it, but it's very interesting. And then just moved on. They did that when one of the rovers rolled through a mud puddle and left a muddy track, and the press asked about it. They downplayed it, moved on. So, yeah, it's a little more plastic than we expected. And this was Squires said this. Yeah, it appears to be a little bit more plastic than what we expected. That's something we'll have to look at, and we don't really know what that is yet. And he moved on, and you never heard any more about it. But in this case, NASA was just looking at data, but you and I and the rest of the world were looking at this picture. And with this picture, there was no way to just downplay the data. They had to kill it. They had to kill the data. Why is that? See that big rock? See that green stuff growing on it? If we strip the red out of there and make this more its natural color, is that lichen growing on that rock? Now, normally I would say, well, it might be, and it might not be. It's hard to tell because this is not a high-definition photograph. Now, there will be people who say, well, you need to go to NASA and get it. That is from NASA. They didn't have high-def cameras in the 70s, folks. This is the best they're going to let us see. So it's hard to tell if that is lichen growing on that or if, in fact, that's a green rock covered with red sand. There aren't any other green rocks around there. And I'm going to show you some really interesting stuff right in that same area. More green. And there was talk in the press about that possibly being lichen growing on the rocks. And you go back and check, NASA squashed that too. But if you had this experiment with its data coupled with a picture that shows lichen growing on what looks like lichen growing on that rock, then it's confirmed in the minds of the world that there is life on Mars. I don't know the reason why NASA wants to keep that quiet. I really don't know the reason why they want to keep that quiet, but they do. There even used to be a law. It has been repealed, but there used to be a law here in the United States, the land of the free, that if you came in contact with extraterrestrial life of any kind, you could be picked up, held indefinitely without charges, in prison, incommunicado, kind of like, well, this NDAA thing now where you don't have to come in contact with extraterrestrial life. You just have to say something the administration doesn't like and you disappear. Oops, here I go. But NASA colored the picture. That blue sky takes your mind away from that green stuff on the rock. And by putting that red filter in, it obfuscates how green that is. And if that is something growing, if it is lichen, if it is some plant life growing on that rock as it appears to be, then you have, think of the implications of this, not only life, you have photosynthesis happening. Steve, one of our regular listeners, has called in and talked about this before. And if you have photosynthesis happening, then you have an exchange of CO2 through the plant and coming back out as oxygen. In other words, the environment there is more like what I've been describing than like what NASA's been describing. So they had to color this picture and squash the experiment. The part about them coloring the picture is really not a theory. The part about why they colored it, I'm surmising, based on the fact that that's the Viking lander sitting right where the experiment said it found life. You put those two together, and it makes a lot of sense. But sitting right there, they took some more pictures later. And this red sky picture that I've been putting up is one of them. Sitting right there in that same spot, it's not a rover, but the camera can turn 360 degrees around, and it did. It turned all the way around, took pictures. And isn't it interesting that this same lander that gave us the bright blue sky in that picture gave us a red sky sitting in the same spot? Now, some people might say, well, that's just Martian dust in the air. Do you see dust? No, you don't. You just see red. Nothing's hazy there. I mean, it's made a little bit hazy by the red. When they put a red filter on something, it obfuscates, gives you less detail. But it's not hazy or foggy or dusty. It's just red. Well, when you strip that red filter out, and how do you do that? Well, you put it in a photo program that has auto level, and bang, it strips out what was added. Now, we still have red, reddish features in here, but we can now see how much red was put in. As a matter of fact, just compare. Compare them side by side. And again, why? What is there in this picture taken by that same lander, the Viking lander? What is there in this picture that they're trying to keep you from seeing? Well, let's go back to this full screen here. Now, it's kind of dark a little bit, so I have artificially lightened it up so we can see what's on the ground. Do you see anything here that would make you understand why NASA red filtered this? Well, there are a couple of areas where there's some interesting features, objects laying, and we'll take a look at those. We're going to take a break. We'll take a look at those. But I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think those are the reason. They're very, very interesting, but I don't think those are the reason. But we'll look at them, and we'll talk about it, and you see what you think about it, all right? All right, we're going to be stepping away for a break, and when we come back from the break, we're going to continue with asking the question, is NASA doing a replay? Are they tap dancing on curiosity like they did Viking? We'll be back. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. This is the Kevin Smith. And we're talking about Mars, NASA, and are they doing a replay right out of the 70s? Maybe. Smells like it. All right. We've looked at that big boulder that from the Viking picture that had that green stuff on it, and there was a lot of discussion back then by the press asking questions. You know, that looks like lichen. Is that lichen? Well, no, we're, you know, some kind of other features and blah, 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 and NASA speak, NASA speak, NASA speak. But sitting right there, the lander took a picture that NASA released with red filtering, and I asked the question, why the red filtering? Look how different that looks. And if we take the red filter out, and what do you see there? Well, there are some interesting features that we are going to discuss, and I guess we'll just jump right into it. I don't think, really, that these are the reason. And it's hard to tell what they are, but let's take the red circle on the left, and let's just zoom in on that. And in that red circle on the left, it looks like, I don't know, an engine block. I don't know what that is. But it doesn't look like the jumble around it, does it? And then just out of the red circle over there on the left, in the lower left-hand corner, I don't know what that is, but that looks like possibly some rounded, spherical, manufactured parts of some kind. Now, if we travel all the way across the picture and take a look at what was in that other circle, it doesn't look like the jumble that is all around it either. I don't know what that looks like. A vacuum cleaner motor? I'm not saying that's what it is, folks. I'm saying, you know, I'm trying to describe kind of its shape. But fair enough, this picture is not clear enough for us to plainly identify what it is. I think we can fairly plainly identify that that doesn't look like the rest of the stuff sitting around out there on the ground. It doesn't look like the rest of the ground. However, as I said, I don't think those are the reasons NASA put the red filter in that picture. Now, remember, they released a picture from that same lander with a blue sky and some red filtering that's a little bit hard to see. You have to look right up at the top of the picture to be able to see that they've done it, but you can strip it out, and when you do strip it out, it's pretty obvious. This is more of a yellowish-orange rather than a red soil. It's not as red as what they gave us in their picture. And when we strip the red filter out, that stuff on that rock becomes very green. We can see very clearly it's green. So why did we get a picture from this lander with a blue sky and a picture from this lander with a red sky? The red is installed to try and obfuscate something. In this picture that we're looking at with the red sky, if you will look right across the middle of the picture, it appears, let me put the one up where I've stripped the red out. There's a very blue area right across the middle of the picture. To me, that appears to be installed. That appears to me to be airbrushing. But I could be wrong about that. However, that, I don't think, is the reason. I'll tell you what I think the reason is. Let me zoom in again on that circle on the left. And we're not going to look at the circle. Look at all the green on the ground. Lichen? Very short grass? I don't know. But there it is. More green all over the ground. Now remember that by stripping the red out, we didn't get rid of red. We still have reddish ground here. Sandy red ground. We still have that. We got lots of green. You can see it now that I've shown it to you. You can see lots of green even unzoomed all over this picture. But I'll tell you what you can't do. You can't see any green in the one where they put the red filter on. But now that I showed you the area I think they airbrushed, doesn't it stand out now up there next to the hill? Doesn't that look like it's been airbrushed? It does to me. Again, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm not wrong about the green that's down there on the ground. You can see green all through this picture where we've zoomed in. A real good place to see lots of green is, look, the thing I said looks kind of like an engine block sitting up there. Look around it on the ground. There's green everywhere. All right, now, that was Dr. Gil Levin. There is a mission on Mars. There was a mission on Mars that I have no pictures for tonight. I had not intended to mention it, so I didn't gather any pictures, but I've shown them before, and that's the Phoenix lander. Again, not a rover, a lander, up near the North Pole. It scooped up dirt. It dumped it in an experiment. It sniffed all the gases coming off of that dirt as they heated it up and burned it. And the chief scientist on that experiment said, you know what? That's just like the dirt in your backyard. You could probably grow asparagus in it. NASA had coronaries, jumped across rivers, leaped tall buildings in single bounds to say, oh, no, no, wait a minute, it has perchlorate in it. And that would preclude life. And you remember the show, I went on the air that night, and I said, well, first of all, here's your charts, and I put them up. And your charts from that experiment don't show any chlorine at all. Without chlorine, you can't have perchlorate. What it does show is a gigantic spike for oxygen. You burn the dirt on Mars, you get oxygen. Lots of it. There's a lot of oxygen in that dirt on Mars. That experiment showed it. And I said, secondly, if it was perchlorate, 27 states of our 50, and in case you didn't know, there are 50, 27 states of our 50 states have perchlorate in their soil and water. Does it preclude life in those states? Not at all. Not only does it not preclude life, it does not prevent complex life like us, because we have people living in those states. So they backed off their perchlorate stuff. The Phoenix lander also shot pictures of water condensing in droplets and trickling down the leg of the Phoenix lander. Up there where it's supposed to be way too cold for there to be liquid water. Secondly, the official story from NASA about the atmosphere on Mars is that it is so thin that there can never be liquid water. Well, we now know NASA's backed off of that. They have now said, yeah, well, we found liquid water on Mars. Yeah. Duh. But what they didn't say is, and that proves we've been lying to you about the atmosphere. But it does prove that. So now we come to Curiosity. Curiosity, well, we're going to have to step away for a break here in about a minute, I guess, a little bit less than a minute. So I don't want to get too much into that. We'll get into it when we come back. Curiosity is the new rover. It's the new kid on the block on Mars. It's roughly the size of a Humvee. It's big. It's the biggest rover we've ever sent anywhere. We do still have the Opportunity rover working, and it's still doing yeoman duty, and I bet you it's finding lots of stuff, and we're not hearing about it because everybody's focused on Curiosity. But it's still up there. Curiosity is huge, and it's working now. We'll go back to work on Curiosity when we come back from this break. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and for those of you joining us just now in this second hour, welcome aboard. I'm delighted you're here. My sincere sympathy to you for whatever it is that kept you away from the first hour, and my best wishes, hopes, and prayers that you never suffer that tragedy again. We're talking about Mars. We're talking about the idea that the question, is NASA doing a replay? Are they replaying what they did to Gil Levin and to the Viking experiment, the Viking lander experiment that found biology happening on Mars, found life on Mars? If you missed the first hour, you're going, what? I didn't know about that. Look, that was in the 70s, and you missed the first hour, and you missed the past 30-some-odd years. You needed to know about that, and that's why you should have been here the first hour. All right, now, and that's not scolding. I'm just bringing you up to date. All right, now, we've talked about that. We've talked about the Phoenix lander and how they squashed that data, because that lander proved to the whole world that NASA has not been telling the truth about the atmosphere and, I would say, the temperature on Mars. But certainly not about the atmosphere. They've been saying that the air, the atmosphere is so thin you can never have liquid water. That's what they've been saying, and that's what they still have published. Although they also now have published that they have found liquid water on Mars. And they say, well, it's just a little bit. Well, if you even have just a little bit, then the conditions you described don't exist. It's that simple. The atmosphere on Mars is much thicker. I'm not saying it's like Earth, but it's much more like Earth than what they've been telling you. And their own data proves that. Well, now we have this Curiosity rover up there. And the Curiosity rover, as I said, it's about the size of a Humvee. It's big. Got loads and loads of all kinds of experiments on board and equipment, and it's just a marvel. It really is. The chief scientist for that mission, as I said, the chief scientist, the chief biologist for the Viking lander was Dr. Gil Levin. Now we're talking about the Curiosity lander, and the chief scientist is Dr. John Grutzinger. And last week, he said to National Public Radio that there had been a discovery made by that Curiosity rover. And this is the quote. This data is gonna be one for the history books. It's looking really good. Well, as you can imagine, and by the way, that was in reference to an experiment they have on board called the SAM, where you scoop up dirt, drop it in there, and basically it's an updated version. Different technology, but it's doing the same thing as the Gil Levin experiment. So as a result of scooping up dirt, dropping it in the SAM, they got data back, and Dr. John Grutzinger was excited. He's the chief scientist on this one. Levin on the Viking, Grutzinger on Curiosity. And he got excited, and he said that as a result of that experiment, we've made a discovery that this one is going to be one for the history books. And then he said, but I can't tell you about it yet. You have to wait for the press conference. Today was the press conference, folks. I said last week, after he said that, and said we have to wait for the press conference, I said, watch. I bet you NASA starts squashing this. Sure enough, now if they hadn't done this, I wouldn't say that I had any evidence they were squashing it. But they did something. They had John Grutzinger, that same guy, the very same one that says, this data is going to be one for the history books. It's looking really good. They had him talk to the press after that and before today. So it was not today. It's the several days intervening. They had him go back out and talk to the press and say, well, I don't understand what all the hoopla is about. We consider the whole mission one for the history books. Now, whoa, time out, Gratzinger. You said this. That is a very specific article. You speak English, I speak English. These folks listening to me speak English. That is called a definite article. This data, not the whole dadgum mission, this data is going to be one for the history books. It's looking really good. This data. So you can't back up and punt now, Dr. Gratzinger. I know you're responding. You're doing it. This is exactly what I said was going to happen, isn't it, folks? You saw the show. You heard the show. Didn't I tell you this is exactly what NASA would do? They did it. Duh. I mean, they're not very original. You know, they keep playing the same tune like decade after decade after decade after decade, and they figure we're not going to notice it's the same song. You know, today I was listening to music. There's a song called I Love Rock and Roll. So put another dime in the jukebox, baby. You know that song, right? The original people that did it, the people that wrote it, are the Arrows, and I believe they're from the UK. And then I listened to the same song being done by Joan Jett. She made it very, very famous. And then I listened to it, part of it, being done by Britney Spears, and I had to move on. I listened to it being done by lots of different people today. Same song. You just change the faces, change the tempo a little bit, but it's the same song. That's what NASA's doing. NASA plays the same song over and 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 over, decade after decade after decade after decade after decade after decade. They change the faces, change the tempo, play the same song, and they think we're not going to notice. They have a very low opinion of our gray cells. So Gratzinger is out there telling the press, well, we think the whole mission's one for the record books. I mean, this is not anything really big or special. It's not going to be anything. But like I said, Gratzinger, you can't back up and punt now. You already said this data, not the whole mission, this data from this scoop out of Mars dumped into this SAM experiment lab, this specific definite article, this data is going to be one for the history books. So NASA, they did their press conference, and you know, they said, well, you know, nothing big. It's like dirt everywhere else on Mars. It's got this in it. It's got that in it. It might have some perchlorate in it. Blah 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 blah. Yeah. I'll tell you something. This data is one for the history books, except the historians are not going to get to hear about it for probably the next 100 years. They found something, just like Gil Levin did. What did Gil Levin find? What did his team and his experiment find, backed by 30 eminent scientists that reviewed his, I think it's 30, but a team of eminent scientists that reviewed that data after NASA said, it was in error, they didn't find anything. And those scientists said, yeah, he did. They found life on Mars, and NASA's wrong. Now, is that what they found with the Curiosity? I suspect it is. I suspect that is exactly what happened. But it could be something else. Maybe it scooped down in the dirt and found gold. Maybe it scooped down in the dirt and found oil. I don't know. I bet you what it found was life. I bet that's exactly what it found. Life. And this looks like, it smells like, it feels like NASA just pulling the script off of the Viking lander and using it again. That's what it looks, feels, smells, tastes like that. And I bet it is. They found something. This data. This. Very specific. This data is one for the history books. Well, I want to be careful to say this for Dr. Grotzinger. I said in the previous show, I think that's what's going to happen. And when it does, I want everyone working the mission, all the scientists, to understand that we understand the score. I said they're probably going to have him back off of it. But I want all the scientists to know that we know. NASA's transparent. Not because they want to be. It's because they're kind of dumb about these things. They're very transparent. I mean, you want to get NASA in a poker game. I mean, even if you're a brand new beginner poker player, you can win that. Their script writers are worn out. I've tried to help them. I've suggested many times. I've said, come on, guys, get better script writers if you're going to try and deceive us. I mean, do a better job than that. They found something, and it is very excessively important. But NASA has had Grotzinger go back out and say, well, you know, the whole mission's one for the history books. Yeah, well, it's too late. You said this data. So I'm not being critical of Dr. Grotzinger when I say I think that's a lie. I don't mean that I think he lacks integrity and that he is a person who lies. I think he's saying what he's being forced to say. That's my opinion. That's what I think is happening. I think he's doing what he is being forced to do. But what he's saying is what is the script they gave him. That's what I think is happening. And that script, in my opinion, is a lie, because he said originally this data, and he was speaking about a specific discovery made when they scooped up dirt, dropped it in the SAM laboratory, and ran their test. That's the context he's talking in. That's what he's talking about with NPR. And he says this data is going to be one for the history books. So, Dr. Grotzinger, I'm going with what you said first. I think you told the truth. It is one for the history books. Now, I'm speculating when I say I think you found life. That's speculation. I think you found life. That's speculation. I know you found something that's one for the history books. Because you said so, and I believe you're truthful. That's my opinion. But what's interesting about this is NASA hasn't done this just once, but twice with lander missions. Well, if you include the Phoenix, that's three times, but they didn't, you know, I'm not so sure about that. That's kind of a different category. But here we have the chief biologist with the Viking lander who invented the experiment, looking at the data and saying, yep, life. NASA saying, time out, you're wrong. The guy they hired to build the experiment and run that part of the mission, the chief biologist on this, and they said, you're wrong. And now here we have Dr. Grotzinger with the Curiosity Mission, and he says to NPR that they had discovered something that's going to be one for the history books. NASA backs up, makes him take it down several notches, and then they poo-poo the whole thing. I think they are doing a replay. I think they are running the same script they ran on Gil Levin. But I'm going to tell you something. This is my opinion, but I'm going to tell you. Gil Levin was right. That's not just my opinion. There's international team of scientists that say so. Gil Levin was right. They found life on Mars. And I think Grotzinger was right. I think they made a discovery that's one for the history books. They're just not gonna tell us. I think that's where it is. So what do I think they found? Well, let's throw the Phoenix lander back in. We know that Gil Levin and his team found life on Mars. We know that. The Phoenix lander, when they scooped up stuff and dropped it into the lab, do you know, two things happened. The scientists said, that dirt's just like the dirt in your backyard. You could probably grow asparagus in it. That's a direct quote. At the time that's being said, there's a huge hubbub and flurry of activity from NASA on two fronts. One front, they start trying to shut down what the scientists said by telling us, oh, it has perchlorate in the soil and that would preclude life. Why did they say that? Why did they bring that up? It would preclude life. Had anybody said they found life? No. But that's what NASA said about it. It has perchlorate in the soil, and that would preclude life. At the same time, the other front is NASA in emergency meetings with the president's science czar at the White House. Why? What did they find with the Phoenix lander? Don't know, but I bet you it was life, because that's what they tried to cover. Perchlorate would preclude life. Nobody said anything about it, that they found life. But NASA did. See, I told you, they're not very good poker players. They say, I don't have aces. They show you their cards. They're not too smart about this. And now we have Curiosity. I don't know what it found. It found something big. Something important. It's one for the history books. I bet it's life. Because that's its mission. Its mission is to see if Mars has organics, the building blocks of life. And what have I been saying? If you find life, you can stop looking for the building blocks. You find life, the building blocks are there. Or life wouldn't be. I bet they found life. And I think that they're running the same game on Grotzinger and his team that they ran on Gil Levin. That's my opinion. And because they keep bringing this same script out, perhaps NASA should just change their name from NASA to BOHICA. See, the NASA keeps running the same game, but who are they running it on? You. Those people at NASA know what they found. You don't. You just get to pay the bill. They're not going to tell you what they found, but they are going to send you the bill. So maybe they should... Perhaps they should change the name of America's space program from NASA to BOHICA. You don't know what that stands for? B-O-H-I-C-A. Bend over. Here it comes again. The telephone lines are open. 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. And we also have the flash message line open for those of you who are outside of the USA and you're outside of Canada. If you want to call, you may call, and if you deem that that's too expensive to make the international long-distance call, then you can still participate in the show by using the flash message feature on our website. You just scroll down until you see the picture about tonight's show, and right above the picture is a link that says flash message, all right? So what do you think here? I think, you know, I've laid out the case for Gil Levin. If you research that, I don't know that you can come back to the position ever that they didn't find life on Mars. Read all the information you can find about Gil Levin, his experiment, the Viking experiment. You'll read all the stuff NASA said, but then go read that report by those scientists and read the news reports of that. They found life. And I think something like that is happening with the Curiosity. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Steve from Georgia.
Hi, Steve.
Well, obviously, NASA believes there is no institutional memory out here. As much as I would like to forget the 70s, they were there.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember all that you brought up. I remember the big deal that was and how it was hushed. And Kevin, this is indeed a rerun of that same tired script. You know, teasing us with, oh, we've got this history-changing discovery, and then rushing out and saying, what discovery was that?
Yeah.
You know, something else I'd like to point out in the picture that you showed us, if we could pan out, you know, the big picture that showed the red sky, was that in the left side of the picture, what appears to be either a paved road or a creek bed running from under an arch, what appears to be an archway. Did you see that?
Yeah, I don't think that's what it is. I'm going to zoom in on that, if you'll give me just a moment, because I have to zoom that manually. And, okay, well, we have a break taking over, so hang on, and I will get to that when we come back, all right?
All right.
All right. We'll be back.
And you are listening to The Kevin Smith Show, a place where you can get information that's out of this world.
All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and on the telephone with me is Steve from Georgia. Steve, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here, Kevin.
All right. So what I'm going to do, you pointed out that there is something that looks kind of like a roadway going out there, and it does. Actually, it's very regular on both sides. But, well, let's take a look at it, all right? So here it is, unzoomed. We can see, if you look in the circle, folks, on the left, you see that roadway going across the red dirt there? Well, that's what he's talking about. It looks like a roadway. So what we're going to do is zoom in on that, all right? And when we zoom in on it, that's what we get, Steve. But there is quite an interesting thing here. I'm going to let you comment on what you see in this picture, and then I'm going to zoom in on something else in this picture. So go ahead and just comment on what you think you see there.
Well, that is either, I mean, it appears to be very smooth. Oh, okay, we're looking at an enlarged view of that now, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
It's so heavily pixelated. I still see.
Oh, it's actually, it's not pixelated.
Arch.
No, it's not, Steve. It's not pixelated. Look at the roadbed. There's no pixels in it.
The roadbed is very smooth, but it's green.
Yeah, but look, the deal is, I thought this was pixelated too, when I first started working with this picture. All that jumble of stuff is actually laying there, and if I back off, watch this happen here. When I back off, you can see that jumble laying there still.
Okay.
And it's not pixelated. When I back off of this zoom, watch what happens. Keep your eyes on that area. You still see it. It's still there. It's not pixels. Those are actual shapes.
Well, that is that's very interesting stuff. That, I mean, when I look at it like that, I see vegetation there, but I still see. Okay, now we're zooming in on that dark object.
Actually, we're zoomed in on the very light gold object that looks rectangular and has looks like a half a cylinder up on top of it.
Yeah.
Now, where is that? I'm going to show you. All right. Hang on, and I'll show you. I'm going to back off of it. Keep your eye on it. You ready?
Okay.
It's suspended in the air right there above that roadway. Or next to it.
Okay. I see it. I see it right next to the roadway.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's a road. If it is, it looks like it goes into an opening back there.
But that's what I'm seeing. It's mm-hmm. That's some kind of an arch in the distance. That's an arch of some kind.
Uh-huh. And we sure don't see it.
Going,
we sure don't see any of that in this picture.
Area or into that built-up area. At any rate, it's the base of it. And it looks an awful lot like either a roadway or a creek bed or something that's coming out through there mm-hmm. that's been washed smooth, because it looks smooth to me compared to the terrain on either side of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's a very that is true. It's very regular. In other words, although each side has junk along the side, the sides remain parallel. They don't spread
exactly
out and
right.
come back in. They remain parallel.
You know, what it looks an awful lot like to me, when I was in Desert Storm, the engineers went ahead of us. We were in Iraq, and they graded out the desert. They graded it out, and they sprayed oil down. They put oil down on top of the sand, which hardened the surface and turned it into a kind of a hardball, where we could drive heavy vehicles across it and track vehicles could go across it. On either side, the desert was still the desert, but where the engineers had gone in front of us, they were landing C-130s on that type of surface, and that was done by the Army engineers. And you know, I'm not saying this was done by the Army engineers, but I'm here to tell you that looks graded and smoothed down and hardened compared to the terrain on either side of it. And I think it's curious that it would be done like that if somebody didn't do it.
It does have an engineered look to it. It does.
Looks engineered to me.
But... You know, I'll tell you, there's an area of the picture that I said looks airbrushed, and I'm going to see if I can bring that up and show that. Okay, now what you're going to see, okay, it's going to be slightly zoomed. You see that stripe right across the middle? It's blue-green, right across the middle at the foot of the big hill.
Oh, Oh, yeah.
You see that?
Yeah, that's...
Look at the straight line on the top of that stripe.
That's obvious. That's obvious airbrushing, Kevin. I mean, that's and it's an amateur job of it, too. It's not even well concealed.
Yeah. And I don't know what's back there that they don't want us to see, but it looks to me like airbrushing. And, you know, I tried to do things with this picture to see through that, to see what shapes are back there. I can't tell.
Yeah, it's been so distorted and so covered that we'll probably never know just from the photograph what it was.
Yeah.
Unless the rover goes... unless Curiosity goes there as well and takes a picture. Is Curiosity anywhere near where the Voyager was, where the lander was?
The Viking.
The Viking, excuse me.
No.
Okay.
No. But, you know, now that rectangle with the cylinder on top that I showed, the golden colored thing?
Yes.
That may be why they installed a red filter, because it disappears pretty much when we put the red filter in. You see? I can still see where it is because I saw it without the red filter.
Right.
But it's pretty curious stuff. Once we take the red filter out, it sticks out like a sore thumb. So that may be why they red filtered it. But there's green all in this thing.
Oh, I mean, it's shot through with green, Kevin. It's just shot through with it. And even when they've reddened it, you know, I don't care how dry the desert is here on the Earth, how dry it is. Almost any desert you can walk through and you can see the brushy remains of vegetation that during the wet season will turn green and bloom. Mm-hmm. You know, you can see it. You can go through the desert and you can find it. And all that, even after they redden it, Kevin, that still looks like it's full of the brushy kind of consistency that you would expect to see with dried vegetation.
Yeah, it does look like that. Well, I think, you know, I showed that big boulder from that, you know, that picture that Viking gave us with the blue sky, and I stripped the red out, most of the red out, and showed that boulder, and it's just covered in green.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's... I mean, it's
do you remember bad. Back at the time when they were...
And that's a big chunk of jade.
Well, do you remember back at the time all the discussion, briefly, but a lot of discussion, about was that lichen?
I do remember that. I sure do.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very credible people asking that question. Very credible people.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder where they are now.
Well, probably most of them are dead, but not because they were assassinated, just because they were already, most of them, somewhat advanced in years, and it's been a long time.
It has, hasn't it? It's been about 40 years, Kevin.
Yeah, it has.
Hard to believe.
Mm-hmm. And they're still singing the same old song, man. Still singing the same old song.
Oh, well, I tell you what, if you're going to have a shot at the truth, even a shot at the truth, and able to... if you're going to be able to engage in any kind of a discussion, a dialogue with anybody about the truth or the possibility of the truth, is going to be on this show, you know. And I just can't express to you how important it is to me what you do, Kevin. And I would sincerely urge all the listeners who may not be members yet, become members and pitch in, will you? You know, I mean, it's important that this stuff be on the air. If there's going to be any kind of a hint or a ghost of disclosure out there, it's going to be on this show and or shows like it. And even the shows that are like it, they don't give it to you night after night the way Kevin does. This is incredible stuff. And, you know, I can't talk to NASA like this. They don't want to talk to anybody like this. No one can talk to NASA like this. But, Kevin, we can have this conversation right here on this show, and I don't know anywhere else that it's going to happen. So keep up the good work, Kevin, and I just wish more people would join and keep this thing alive and moving.
Well, thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, telephone lines are open, and I'd love to hear from you. I think NASA's brought out the same old song. I think they just have a new face on it. Same old script, just a new, some new faces on it. And maybe you think I'm all wet. Well, you got a chance to say so. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Well, this is John from your old stomping grounds in Arizona.
Hello, John.
How are you doing, sir?
Doing well, sir.
On that photograph, I was being an old Arizona man and familiar with some of the water conservation here in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Those lines looked a lot like the perpendicular lines that farmers and ranchers line up against something natural, like a natural berm that ran across the bottom of the picture you have on screen now, and then the one that goes off kind of perpendicular to it. And then if you go to the right, there seems to be a little one where they fill up with stock ponds for their agriculture or animals. And along with the blurred area that you talked about up on the mountain, mm-hmm. that could be where they were utilizing that water for agriculture of some kind.
Well, it could be. There's obviously something there they don't want us to see.
Exactly.
I don't know what it is. Yeah. One of the things that a lot of people who have not lived out in the Phoenix area, they would not know this, they would not be aware of it, but that is the fact that Phoenix is where it is because of the Hohokam Indians, who dug canals to bring water from way up north down into that desert valley where they could do agriculture. And
then when they put the other major canals in, they followed a lot of those same Indian canals.
Well, 131 miles of the Phoenix water system is the Hohokam canals. Now, they have put concrete in those canals so they don't have to keep digging them out. But it's the Hohokam Indians dug those, and Phoenix is where it is because when Springer came across the mountains, looked down in the valley, he said, man, that'd be a great place for agriculture if you just had water. And then he found the canals. Hang on, we have a break, and we'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're on final approach. We only have a few minutes left. And let's go back to the telephone. We have John from Arizona. John, what I was saying is, you know, after the Civil War, Springer came across the mountains, looks down in the valley, said it'd be a great place for agriculture, but you got to have water. And then he saw just faintly, covered up with sand, these depressions that look like lines. And he got down there and started digging one of them out to see what it was and discovered it was a canal. He dug it all the way out. Other people came across the mountains headed west to find their fortune. Most of them headed to California. And a few people stuck and stayed there with him to help dig it out. And they dug it out, reopened it. Water began to flow into the valley again. And the first settlement there was called Springerville, wasn't it?
Well, that is small settlements up there, and they settled a lot more of the northern country at first, and then they got down. The Salt River here flooded annually, and mm-hmm. they would bleed water off of it up towards the Roosevelt, you know, area, up Roosevelt Lake area, and the
West. Yeah, but the beginning of Phoenix is those canals.
Sure.
And it's the lifeblood of Phoenix now, and those were dug by the Hohokam Indians centuries ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that many miles of canal, you know, they, it didn't happen all at once. It was over a long period of time, so they irrigated and fed quite a large community for many years.
And this does have the general look of that, doesn't it?
Well, it looks like a lot of places I know in Arizona. And I was another thing I wanted to comment about, a lot of the vegetation here in Arizona, as you well know, stays green year-round, even though it's dry.
Yeah.
Well, sagebrush turns brown, but the cactus and the mesquite trees and all of those stay green year-round, but they get greener when it gets wet, but they stay green all year.
They do, and, you know, the greenery in here is short and scrubby. And it's, you know, it is very much like what you see on the ground in Arizona.
Yeah. Well,
out in the desert.
I could, you know, you could show me this picture and tell me it was someplace in Arizona. I'd believe it.
You would?
Like lots of places I know in Arizona.
Well, you're confirming something that the crowd, the audience has heard me say many, many times when I was broadcasting from Arizona. I said, it looks like Mars with cactus on it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
and if they'd quit blurring out the photographs from Mars, we might find cactus there, too.
Well, we might. That could be what's in that painted out section. It might be an orange grove back there.
That's
I'm kidding.
A lot of water, but if they've got reservoirs, that would work, too.
Yeah, I'm kidding. All right. John, thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
You bet. We have time for one more call. If you call right now, 623-444-5889. There are people who think I have taken leave of my senses because I believe there is life on Mars. So I want to set the record straight. I do not believe there is life on Mars. I think there is. The difference is, belief is what you fill in the blanks with at the end of the evidence. I think there's life on Mars based on the evidence. And we've talked about the evidence here tonight. Some of it, there's actually quite a mountain of evidence for life on Mars. But I think some of the best evidence that exists is the evidence provided starting with Gil Levin and the Viking lander. And I presented some of that to you here tonight. Gil Levin was right and NASA was wrong, not just because thus saith the Kevin, but because a team of international scientists reviewed that data and came out with the same conclusion that Gil Levin came out with. And that is, that experiment was not in error and it did show biological processes happening on Mars. Life on Mars. I've also shown you some photographic evidence that I think probably shows that he was right. I've shown you, you know, a picture that everybody was goo-goo and gaga about because it has a blue sky. And that's the first time the Viking lander was the first time we were ever shown a blue sky on Mars. We were so goo-goo and gaga about the blue sky, we overlooked two things. They did install red haze, and it obfuscated green stuff on rocks. I think we're looking at lichen. Can I prove that? No, I can't prove that. There's no need for me to prove that that's what it is because I'm saying that's what I think it is. Now, you think it's something. It obviously is something. What do you think it is? I think it's something growing on those rocks. because it's right in that same, the lander's sitting right there. It doesn't move. Once it lands, it doesn't move. The only thing it moves is the camera up top swivels. And sitting right there, it took the pictures of this area that has green sprinkled all out through the ground out there. There's green all in this. And I think that is something growing. I don't know what it is, but I think it's something growing. And I think it may be something similar to lichen. It may be very short grass. I don't know. But I think it's something similar to lichen because it looks like the same stuff that's on that big boulder. And on that big boulder, you would not have little short grass growing all up the side of it there, I don't think. So I think that's probably lichen. Whatever it is, if it's not lichen, it may be some kind of Martian, something that we just don't know what it is. Maybe it's don't lichen. But whatever it is, I think it's alive and sitting right there, and I mean right near that boulder. The Viking lander ran the Gil Levin experiment, and sitting right there sent the data back here to Earth, and the scientists at NASA were ecstatic. We found life. We found evidence of biology. NASA overrules the scientists and says, time out, time out. There's no bread left on Earth. I think they're running the same game right now. I think they ran it with Phoenix lander. I think they're running it right now with the Curiosity rover. And there's probably some other times where they've done this. But these are three big ones, and the two biggest ones are the two we've looked at here tonight. These are two big places where it sticks out like a sore thumb. NASA's up to obfuscation. That much is clear. What they are obfuscating this time is not clear. But I think, based on their track record, based on the mission of this rover and the experiments that are on it, the labs that are on it, I think they found life. They're going to say no. They have said no. They're going to continue to say no. They did not find life. If they ever take note of me at all, they will say I'm a crackpot. But they got a problem. The problem is, it's their data that I show you. It's their data that proves they haven't been telling the truth about the conditions on Mars. I didn't make it up. It's their data. Again, NASA, how do you use parachutes with no air? And why did you build an airplane to fly on Mars? Well, it's time for me to check out of here and bid you adieu. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do, too. You can call me whatever you'd like to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.